Motorcycle Man.
It would be the first time we did a whole show. Yeah, this is true. Button. I know it's happened.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to the Motorcycle Man podcast. This is episode 461.
What? Nice.
And we are 39 episodes away from number 500.
Man.
Yeah. And I am Ted, your host, and we're here in the V Twin Cafe.
Don't fucking scream at me.
And now also we have in here. Did you guys hear that?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's good.
He's like, am I fucking losing it?
Of course, in the corner booth at the V-Twin Cafe, and always, we have Tim Buck 2 is joining us here. I got one more sound for you, Tim. Here we go. Did you hear it?
That's hilarious. No, I have not heard it.
It was a golf swing.
Really?
And, of course, Chris the Joker.
You.
And naturally, Justin Brown.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah. We missed the fucking tugboat.
Yeah, well, we got the tugboat there. So I hear the sounds on my end. I don't know if you guys hear them. Right.
Well, we heard the first time you played with Arnold.
Really?
And that was it.
You heard that one. That's so weird. I don't know why you didn't. I'm glad you did, but I don't know why you didn't hear the other ones. They're all set the same.
Technical difficulties.
No, they're all set the same.
It makes sense.
I don't know. Anyway, how you guys been? It's been forever. It's been well over a month. I can tell you exactly. It's been 7 weeks since we all got together and chatted. So things have been busy here around the Ted Camp. I've had a shit ton of interviews, which has been keeping the boat floating. I had let me run through the list of people I've had on the show. Kevin Bulger from I Ride Arusha was on the show, and he conducts tours of various places, motorcycle tours. So that was a great interview. I had Florian Neuhauser of Roadrunner Magazine, and he talked about tours and things like that. I had this guy on. I was told about this gentleman. You guys know who? My brain just farted on me, and I just can't remember anything. Ted Simon. You guys know who Ted Simon is, right? He was supposedly one of the first men to motorcycle ride around the world. Well, he was. He documented the whole thing in his book, Jupiter's Travels. Well, this gentleman, S.C. Sharma, he has a story about his 1971 ride around the world that he and four other guys did before Ted Simon even did it. So he told me a story about that. Yeah. But he didn't write about it. He didn't write a book about it. He didn't do anything about it. Just a bunch of articles about it. So that was pretty interesting. I had filmmaker John Putch on the show, and he told us all about some of the funny motorcycle videos that he's been creating. Aside from, he's worked on shows like Scrubs and a bunch of other movies and some independent films. And he just decided to start making funny motorcycle videos. So
he's going to be turning your book into a movie. Is that where we're
going with
this? Let's
hope not, man. I had Larry from the V-Twin blog on because he was celebrating his 10th anniversary doing the V-Twin blog.
Nice.
So I had him on the show. I had James and Trevor from the Tall Boys and Trackmasters podcast on the show. We talked about their podcast and what they do and how long they've been doing and all that. And finally, I had Bear from Orange and Black Tours, and we talked about some of the new tours that they're going on. And they're actually doing celebratory tours this year of Route 66 for the 100th anniversary of Route 66.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, they're only doing four tours this year for Route 66. And although I would love to do one of those tours like that, they're just ungodly expensive. You know, for
how much do they cost?
For one person, and they provide you with the motorcycle, they provide you with lodging, they provide you with your meals.
Okay? What if you wanted to use your own motorcycle?
You can, but then they will still pay for your fuel.
Make it cheaper?
Okay, only marginally, because now you're not renting, paying for the bike. But you would have to get your bike out there, and you would have to get your bike home from California. But if you go with, just sign up with them and pick the bike you want, they have a whole list of bikes you can rent. It's from Eagle Rider. It would cost you about $6,000.
Wow.
For 16 days.
Ah, that's a long vacation.
That's a long trip. And now you can do, they have a truncated thing. You could do the first half or you can do the second half. And that's a little bit cheaper, but still, you know, you're looking at 8 days, seven, 8 days. And it's gonna still going to cost you a boatload of money. It's just it's a very expensive thing. And he says to me, and I'm trying to figure out how still, he says to me that if you tried to do this on your own, an unguided tour, try to do this on your own, that would cost you twice as much.
No.
I don't believe that.
No.
I mean, do you guys believe that?
No. Not at all.
I can't. Because my fucking mic is acting like a...
Well, you go ahead and you work on that. And we'll talk.
We hear you every now and then.
Yeah.
I put closed caption on, Justin, so I can catch every little word.
When you think about 16 days,
yeah,
and that includes fuel, lodging, and food,
yeah,
it's not bad.
True.
Well, you figure 16 days, you're talking at least $100 a night for hotels. So that's
easily.
That's $1,600 right there easily. And you got to figure at least, for your bike at per day, you're looking at... Likely, I'll go on the light side and say maybe $50 a day.
Well, here, I'll put it this way. $6,000 for 16 days is $375 a day.
Right.
So you figure between renting a bike, putting gas in it, eating all your meals and staying in a hotel, you're not doing that for $375 a day.
Yeah, possibly. Maybe. I don't know. I really don't know. That's something you have to like do some deep research on. But
is it cheap? No. But is it a good deal? Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, it works, you know. I mean, would you guys do it? I mean, is Route 66 up one of those bucket list kind of rides for either?
Good.
Not really. I mean, I would do it, but I mean,
Chris is not a group rider kind of thing. You don't like group riding anymore.
Well, Bear tells me that what they do is they take the most experienced riders and they throw them at the back because they don't want the newbies at the back of the bunch. They want them up front.
Well, that's where I would put myself anyway. I'd be like, yeah, the back of the middle or front. Fuck out of here.
But he says they hit all the sections of Route 66 that people don't know about. So that adds.
Should we go to Radiator Springs?
Radiator Springs, that would be cool.
I think like for me, I don't know if I would make a specific trip. I don't know if that I would just be like, hey, I'm planning a vacation next month. I'm going to Route 66. I think it would more be like if I was going to be somewhere else anyway.
Yeah.
And I was going to be, you know, within striking distance of Route 66,
yeah,
I might be like, hey, you know what, dude? I'm out here. I want to check it out. But I don't know that I would,
that would be
that,
me.
I don't know that I would make that like my primary reason for going.
Oh, I mean, I would. I would like that because I'd like to see all that old historic stuff. You know, the stuff from the 50s and the 40s, things like
that. But you could do that yourself. You don't need somebody to do that for you.
Yeah, you could. And you'd
sound like it's real hard.
It'd probably take you a lot longer, though, I would think. Yeah. But, you know.
Listen, if I was retired and I had your money, I would do it.
Well, if I was retired and had your money, then it'd be the mistake. But, you know, the problem comes is like, okay, first you got to ride to Chicago, and then you got to ride home from Santa Monica. You know. So there in itself, you're adding miles and money and all that crap to that trip. But it's something to think about.
It sounds cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think it is. Hey, just so you know, did you guys, I guess you did guys see, what did you think of the picture I sent you?
Oh, that was cool.
You like
it? Oh, the AI thing?
Yeah.
I liked it.
I did. I was cool. Like, I look good in AI.
Yeah, me too.
I took great pleasure in it took me a long time to make that. I'll tell you that. It did take me a long time to put that together because the Just getting it correct was enough. Why isn't that popping up? I think it wasn't there.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, we saw it.
You did?
We were looking at it.
I didn't see it.
What kind of problems are you having tonight?
I'm not having any problems.
It's there.
It's there. We can see it.
Okay. But yeah, it was kind of fun to make.
How come Justin has three drinks? That's what I want to know. I mean, what's going on with Justin?
That I don't know. I don't know why.
Looks like a cream Coke.
Yeah, well, that's it. I told them I wanted when I did the when I wrote the prompt, I said include Coca-Cola and Pepsi on the table, including including water and cream soda. So I thought that was cream soda.
That's
what
it was. Okay.
I don't know what these other two things are. I have no
idea.
Those
are the beers that you forgot to include.
But
it looks like, and it looks like the lighthouse is at the edge of the thing, which would tip the box.
Yeah,
over.
I know. I told AI put the lighthouse, the model of the lighthouse, put it in the pizza box.
So what's Chris doing with his right arm?
There's a paper airplane in his hand up there.
It doesn't look like a paper airplane.
It is a paper airplane. And you know what the funny thing was, is I even instructed AI.
I didn't even see that until you just mentioned it.
I instructed AI specifically to say, have Tim throwing a paper airplane. And for some reason, it put it in Chris's hand. So it's kind of weird.
And now, you know what it looks like? It looks like I'm a midget because I have a little midget arm.
Well, your arm is way behind you. You have to look at it that way. And the other thing I noticed was, because I made sure I told it to have each of us wearing a Harley Davidson t-shirt of a different color. And when you look at the shirts, especially if you look at Tim's, it says Barber Davidson. I don't know exactly what that means.
Yeah, no, none of them are spelled correctly, but
yeah.
I don't know if they can do that.
I honestly don't know, but
that might be like a copyright thing.
Yeah, AI might know not to use copyrighted material.
That's possibly. It's possible. Yeah,
but if you look at the can, that's like under my hand. It looks like it says like cocaine, not Coca-Cola.
It does. Doesn't it?
It's like, am I drinking a can of cocaine?
Yeah, cocaine soda. And look at this. It says it doesn't say Pepsi. It doesn't say Pepsi. It says Pepsi.
Pepsi.
I told it to put an iPad in your hand. I don't know exactly what that is.
R. Davidson. What does my shirt say?
Mine says Marie something. Marie.
Yeah. No, yours says Barber Davidson.
No. Yeah, but look below that.
Oh yeah, it says Marie.
What does mine say?
Yours says.
What is that?
Yours says
her dating.
Her dating.
What does that say?
Dating son. You date kids? What's wrong with you?
And it says Haley Davidson.
Haley Davidson.
Motor catacycles. Yes, but you know.
Justin's look like he says titties on the bottom of that.
That's what I'm talking about.
They got but mine right.
Motor titties.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, I had it instructed to revise it like four times. Because the first picture of Tim I uploaded, when it came back out, it looked nothing like him. Absolutely nothing.
That looks. He probably looks the most accurate out of everybody.
I think you three guys do. I don't think that looks like me.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I didn't think it does. But
just a younger version of you.
What
are you trying to say?
I think Justin's and Tim's are the best. Mine's okay. I think it's funny.
Well, you know, your mouth is open.
But I think Justin's and yours is the best.
Where is that? Here it is, right here. Let me show you this picture. That's where I got the picture from, Chris. that's where I got the picture from. So
it's funny. Yeah, that's a funny picture.
Yeah, so that's what I told him to do. And that's what it took that one. And Justin, your picture was.
You know what's funny? AI just noticed does what you used to do or do, Ted. It makes characters out of everybody.
Pretty much, yeah. And then this
is every other AI picture I've seen of people. AI seems to make characters of everybody.
Yeah. So I took this picture of Justin and I used that one.
Handsome as ever, by the way.
Yep, very.
But yeah, I think
and humble, by the way.
Yeah, I like the way it did Justin's and Tim's characters.
No, where's
the picture you took from me?
Yours is. I mean, I gotta find it right here. It's in my directory. Hold on, I'll find it. I know I have it.
How it got my beard, how it is now, but not in that picture.
look at Justin's beard.
I told it to my beard
now is out of control.
Well, I told it to specifically make your beards exaggerate your beards a lot more. That's what I told it to do.
It fits Justin.
Beard back then was probably around that length. Now it's fucking. I got very little.
Tim, your picture.
Well groomed now.
I have your picture on my phone, and that's what I did. But no, wait, no. I take that back. Here, this is the picture I used right here. That's the picture I used. So, but yeah.
I look better in AI.
we all look better in AI when you think about it. But I had to put the pizza in there for the pizza box. And then I also, if you guys noticed over here, the South Sandwich Islands Moto Club.
Nice.
The funny thing is, because I did that, and I actually had somebody on Facebook say, one of our listeners say, I should have South Sandwich Islands Moto Club stickers made up and sell them. So
that's funny.
Pretty cool. Another tidbit of news that I think you'll find interesting. Let me close this out. Is that I am another step closer to finding the Sportster episode.
Really?
I have narrowed it down between episode 200 and episode 318. And the reason why I say this, because I was listening. I was listening to episode 318. I don't know why, but for some reason that popped up and I was listening to the episode. And it was actually one of our Jeopardy episodes. And so I'm listening to it and it was actually quite funny. And Justin, you said in this particular episode, you said, that's almost as funny as that time when Chris said Sportster, you know? So I was like, oh, okay. So now I just got to back it up. So it's sometime. And then, and not only that, but then a listener contacted me on Facebook and said, I'm listening to your, I started from episode one and I'm listening and you guys are making my day every time I listen. And he commented that he loves the older episodes because they're so much more engaging, so much more funny. And he's just about up to episode 200. And I said, let me ask you a question. Have you come across any episode in there where we cracked up over Chris saying something about a Sportster? He goes, no, not yet. I said, okay.
So we've narrowed it down. So between 200 and 318. Half of those are interviews, right?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
So I can narrow it down some more, and we
got 59 episodes to figure out.
They'll figure it out before episode 500. We'll figure that out.
It sucks. It sucks that we don't have the option of.
It's too bad we don't keep logs of
doing it
in our
person
shows
anymore.
What we talked about.
Well, yeah, that's funny. One of the funny things I even explained to him that the dynamic of the show has changed dramatically since we went remote. It really has.
There's no way to fix that.
No,
yeah,
there
you
isn't.
Can't be as engaged.
Like I remember even when we did it at Chris's place that time that you guys were visiting.
Yeah,
like that was so. It was like the old days.
Yeah, exactly. And even when we were at your house.
Yeah. You can't get that over this.
No, because we bounce.
No matter how hard you try.
Yeah, because we're bouncing it off each other all the time, and it's like it's that in the collective in the room vibe that we're all.
Right, and that's what makes everybody else feel like they're in that same room.
Exactly, you know, and it definitely has lost something since we've gone remote. I wish there was a way we could bring it back.
You gotta get the fucking motorcycle man plane up and running, Tim.
Yeah.
Get your ass off the golf course every once in a while.
Big black plane with big M.
Start making a couple flights up and picking us up.
That's it.
We got to get the transporter to working.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I'll tell you what.
I'll meet you at Teterboro, and you fucking take it from there.
Yeah, we'll do net jets, Tim. How's that? We'll just do net jets. And we'll just...
Sure, with all the money we're making in podcasts.
Use that podcast dollars, and we'll get net jets, and we'll fly up there. Every other week, we'll fly up to Teterboro. Justin will put
us in. They have to fly down here. All the equipment's down here.
Oh, it's true, too. So, Justin, you don't mind flying down, right?
No, not at all.
All right. The nearest airport... I don't know. You think a jet could land over here in Ocean Isle, Tim?
Well, you can go to Morristown. You can get a nice private jet over there, and it's close to both of you guys.
Oh, Linden. You forgot about Linden.
Well, they can't handle jets, though. And you don't want to go on a...
Well, I know that Morristown can. Yeah, they can handle private jets.
Yeah, Morristown. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you guys will just have to get up there. You just commute up there.
I will only do it on one condition, and that's that Tim is my pilot every time.
Now, I know what we'll do. We'll have a limo pick you guys up. Bring you to the airport and fly.
Okay, go ahead.
Fly you down here. I don't know if Ocean Isle can take the jets. I don't know.
I've seen one there.
Okay, so it can.
Small one.
So we have to do that, and then we'll come over here to Tim's house, either way. Probably Tim's house. I don't know. It doesn't matter. And then
it takes 2 hours to get here with a small jet. And, you know, come here on a Friday and go home on a Sunday and spend a good day.
2 hours. You're being in and out in no time. I got another idea for you.
What's that?
What if we all get on a plane and we have the equipment and all that shit
on the plane.
And we do the podcast at 30,000 feet.
Oh, there you go. See?
Well, now
we got to take that military plane that they do the weightless training in. Where it drops fucking 10,000 feet. We're all floating.
Do you know what they call that? They call it the vomit comet.
That'd be awesome.
What, the vomit part or the plane part?
I don't think, dudes,
we know what we got to do. Oh, here it is. We got to go to the South Sandwich Islands and do a podcast from there.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
Oh, that would be.
We'd end up getting trapped on that fucking island. We'd end up like, it'd be like the perfect storm. Fucking some crazy storm comes through. We're like fucking dead all for a fucking joke.
Hey, remember where they did have a Domino's there?
Yeah, that's right. They did have a pizza joint there. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Was it a Domino's or was it a Pizza Hut?
I thought it was. I thought it was pizza.
I think it was Domino's.
Yeah. Well, they call. I don't know. We'll see.
How about we get a motorcycle man RV?
Ooh. See now you're talking.
You see, because now we can tow the motorcycles and we can go places and do some adventures with and do the. After we do the adventure, we can do a podcast.
Yeah, mobile command. You can have the podcast shit in the RV.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. There you go. Oh, see, now? All right.
Once a month, you guys drive up here. We knock it out.
And we'll hit all these motorcycle shops.
Rallies and stuff, yeah.
We'll hit all them.
Or you meet us halfway. Chris and I'll shoot down, meet you in, like, Delaware or something.
Yeah, there you go. We got it all figured out.
So what's the problem? I think the net jet would be cheaper.
Probably. Speaking of events, the Buffalo Chip and Full Throttle Saloon up in Sturgis, they've announced the bans for this year, for the rally this year. So we'll start with the Buffalo Chip. Now, they've announced that the bans for the 2026 rally, Collective Soul... Lainey Wilson, the country star, Lainey Wilson, Leonard Skinner, David Lee Roth, and Megadeth.
Wow.
So that's their lineup. Full Throttle Saloon has Jackal, Rob Zombie.
Oh, Jackal, that guy that's the singer, he's a part owner of that stuff down there.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the... I think he's part owner of the Throttle Saloon.
Full Throttle Saloon, yeah. And Rob Zombie is going to be there. And Journey.
Wow.
Yeah. Jamie Johnson. I never heard of Jamie Johnson, but he's apparently going to be performing. Blackberry Smoke and Sammy Hagar and Friends is going to be performing. Ooh. Yeah. So they got some good line, good music going to happen this year at the rally. So if you're going to go, speaking of the rally, I know I said that I wasn't going to go.
I fucking knew it.
I knew
no,
it.
No, wait.
Did I? What was it? Was it last episode?
It was like, I can't do it.
No. Wait. I'm considering going, provided I can get my finances in order. If I can, then I might go. Might. I don't know. I might. So we'll see. So it's not off the table. It's sort of like hanging off the table. But you know what it is?
On the corner of the table.
Well, you know what it is? Because, you know, after some thought, I go like, well, you know, I kind of did. I did have a good time. The riding was fantastic. I enjoyed the riding very much. And it brought on, somebody said something to me that I thought was interesting. It was called making moments. And these are moments in your life that you don't forget, which is exactly what happened there. I was making moments for myself that I wouldn't forget. And it's kind of that thing. So if I have the opportunity, I would like to do that. So, but we'll see. You know, it's like I said, things are on the table and I'm thinking about it. So, and if any of you guys want to go,
well, when you get that big bus van, RV, we'll go.
Big RV.
Big RV bus that goes out so we can have comfort when we sleep.
I tell you what, that wouldn't be a bad way to go there.
Really, can you rent those things?
Oh, and the amount it would cost you to rent one of those things is insane. I mean, there's a thing called Outdoorsy, and Outdoorsy is like sort of like ride share, where you can actually rent somebody else's RV. Like, it's like somebody has an RV and you want to rent it, you can, and they charge you a per night fee. So you can, I mean, if you want to look at it, see how much it would cost. Outdoorsy. How do I spell that?
My friend has one, so I can borrow his and drive up to Chris and Justin and drive out to...
Well, see, the thing is, and not only that, what you have to have is you have to have a trailer that you can put all the bikes in.
Yeah, what are Bob's?
No, I wouldn't use one of those things. You wouldn't pay me to buy use one of those. Just give you an idea. Somebody here has a Class A RV. It's in Edison, actually. $300 a night.
Wow.
So you got to consider your travel time out there and your travel time back, and then your travel time.
Say it's 14 days, so.
14 times 300. You're talking a lot of money.
28, 36.
Yeah. Yeah.
20, sorry.
You're not buying a hotel and shit. You know,
$4,200.
Right, and then you got to pay for gas for it, and of course, you know, if you want to do,
you could buy like an RV and then just sell it when you get back.
There you go.
Buy an RV. I'll tell you what, better yet,
once a year you buy one.
Yeah, once a year you buy one, and sell it. Just keep flipping them, right?
You can get them. I mean, depending, sometimes you can get them pretty cheap.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, yeah, you can get them cheap, but you got to maintain the damn thing.
Not if you sell it 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
So what you're suggesting is you buy it the week before the rally. Yeah. You go out there, come back, and sell it.
Yeah, you go back to the dealer. I don't want it anymore.
That's it. Yeah, you change your mind. Yeah, you know, I had a couple weeks with it. I really don't want it. Well, I wonder what the return policy is on things like that.
No, you don't buy a new one. You get like a Craigslist fucking...
Oh, shit.
You get like a $2,500 RV off Craigslist.
I wouldn't trust one of those.
And then you put it back on Craigslist for fucking $2,500.
Would you trust one of those?
Sure.
You would.
Why not?
You would drive...
You're making moments. What? Either way, it's something moments. You're never going to forget.
Right? Yeah, well.
You break down halfway through, or a fucking raccoon pops out of the mattress in the middle of the night, it's a moment, and it's something you're never going to forget.
Here, I'm looking them up right now. How much is our budget for a RV?
$5,000.
Let's see, $5,000.
Well, I'll tell you, let's be generous. Let's go $7,000.
$7,000. Okay. $7,000.
$7,000. You look on Facebook Marketplace.
1997 Holiday Rambler.
1997.
Perfect.
7,500.
There you go.
It's a, you just blew out our budget.
Yeah, let's see here. It's got a kitchen.
You gotta say,
stove.
Oh, you gotta say class A RV.
It's got one full bedroom in the back. Very nice. Very old looking. Looks like 90s.
Price maximum.
Well, here we go. 6,000. 1993 Ford Jocko. E350.
Jayco?
Perfect.
Okay.
Oh, that looks pretty good. Can hold, oh, it's got two small beds in the back and a couch.
There you go.
And you drive this one.
Yeah, well, that's what you want. You want. That's what you want.
We can check out the police impounds and get it from there cheaper.
No.
No, I don't know about that.
Those you probably don't want.
No, because you'll be able to find
there might be money hidden inside.
Yeah, there might be some other things hidden inside.
Yeah, yeah.
Hypodermic needles, used
definitely
condoms.
Don't shine a black light through them.
Oh, no, man. Used condoms, what have you. You know, but yeah, I mean, you could, I guess you could do that if you're.
Oh,
living.
I found it. What year? 1991 Winnebago Warrior, 32 feet.
Really?
RV, 454 Chevy engine.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Gets fucking a half a mile to the gallon.
I was just going to say, yeah, it gets fucking half a mile to a gallon. And it's got a 600 gallon gas tank.
Take over payments. You pay 1 month for it.
Oh, here we go. I'm
selling back.
Camping World, their advertisement says a payment for every budget.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
So, yeah, we could get an RV for 7,000 or, yeah, we could get one.
Yeah, you definitely could. No question about it. That's what we'll do, right?
Oh, this is even better. Oh, this one. How do I show you, send this picture to you guys? 1988 Dodge Ram camper van.
Jeez. I just sent you a...
This fucking thing is flat black painted, clearly custom, with turquoise stripes on it.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the Pace Arrow, 94 Pace Arrow? Is that what you said?
No, Dodge Ram.
Oh, the Dodge Ram. Oh, shit. Well, you know, it's got to be able to hold four people and tow. It's got to tow a trailer.
Well, it doesn't have to be able to hold four people.
Yeah, why?
Well, because you don't know that all four of us are going.
Yeah, all four of us are going.
Oh, now you're not going?
No. If we're doing this, we're all doing this. Yeah, we're all going in. This is a suicide mission.
All right. Well, then we're buying an RV. I mean, that's the start of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The last time I drove to Sturgis, we broke down right after we pulled into South Dakota. So
did you really?
Less this time, yeah. Blew the fucking transmission out of the truck.
Oh, no shit. It couldn't handle all that weight.
No, it... We knew that... Well...
So you take off on an adventure knowing full well that the transmission was faulty.
Well. Sort of.
Sort of.
So it didn't start out that way. The guy who was originally going to drive had like a brand new truck. When I say brand new, I mean brand new.
Really?
And he decided that instead of just taking his brand new truck out the way that oh, that's fucking it, dude. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm all over that.
I can't share my screen, goddammit.
You can't?
Why can't I share it?
Yeah, that's exactly what you want for that trip.
Oh, my God, man. I tell you what,
decided that instead of taking this brand new truck out the way that it was,
yeah,
that he needed to have like exhaust stacks installed on this thing for the trip.
Oh,
right?
Jesus.
So they didn't have an exhaust kit for this model year yet because it was such a new truck. He was like, fuck it, I'll install the one from last year's model. How different can it be?
Right.
So he fucking puts the shit in.
There you go. Look at that.
Like right before we're getting ready to fucking...
Look at that fucking... Look at that winner.
Glory days.
Oh, shit.
Dude, no way.
1988.
I just sent you two, you and Chris, one. On your phones. Check your phones.
Oh, that's a nice one.
That's nice, man. $7,000. I like how he has to point out that he has the title.
Yeah, a lot of them do. You know? You'd be surprised if people sell shit on Marketplace.
Oh, yeah, I know. Dude, you know how much, this is why we would have to sell it when we got back. You know how bad this thing would smell at the end of, a week of four of us sleeping in this thing?
Or how about how bad it already smells?
They also have rent-to-own RVs.
Rent-to-own.
Yeah. Check into that.
Rent-to-own RVs. Oh, I found it. I found it. Here it is. I found the bus. No, never mind. Forget about it. I'm not even going to show that to you guys.
Nope. Now you have to.
No. Well. All right. If you guys want, I'll share the bus with you. I'll put this up. There you go.
Don't see it. Whatever it is.
Oh, wow. Oh, look at that motherfucker. Wow.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're cooking. That'll definitely make it. That thing looks like it's got no issues.
I'd spray the whole thing black with the, and then put the Motorcycle Men logo on the side.
Yeah. Look at, man.
Oh, look.
Look at that.
Look at this one.
That thing's primo. Look at that shitter. Are you kidding me?
Look at that one.
Oh, shit.
He wood paneled the motherfucker.
Can you imagine? Oh my god! Yeah, I think definitely we would have to, like, you know what? Anything we get, we have to rattle can spray the sucker black, right?
Oh,
you got to do that.
I feel like of the last five of these that we've looked at, when we were planning the trip to drive from here to there, we would have to like avoid all schools. So I feel like half of those, like, you cannot drive past a school without immediately having, like, cops around you and be like, what's happening right now?
You know what? What we'd have to do is we have to do what our father did back. You guys may remember this. You have to use a roller, a paint roller, all right? And you roll the paint on. You get Rust-Oleum paint.
He did it with a brush.
it was one of the wagons that we had, one of the LTD wagons we had.
No, it wasn't. It was the Chevelle,
the 65 Malibu.
Yeah, Malibu.
Oh, wait a minute. No, he painted. Wait a minute. It was blue originally. Then he painted it white.
It was no.
And he had Earl Shine. Let me finish.
You know why I know this? Because I seen the picture.
When
he first got it, it was white.
No, when he first got it, it was dark navy blue. But then he didn't want blue, so he had an Earl Shine paint job done to white. He had it painted white, right? And then he painted it a baby blue or something like that, right?
No, a dark blue.
He painted a dark blue again? Really?
Yeah. He did a pretty good job of it because he didn't notice the brush strokes until he got real close.
But he also did one of the wagons, too, in green, didn't he?
No,
we had the LTD wagon. It was already green and had wood paneling on the side of it. That's the one we got into an accident coming back from Round Valley.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Me, Mom, and Pops.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, and then we had the green 74 LTD.
Yeah. Yep.
It was a two-door sedan.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, all right. So we're
still fucking 18 feet long.
Yeah, it was.
Longer than these RVs.
Oh, the only new car they got, the 77 Lincoln Continental. That fucking thing was an aircraft carrier, man.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you could definitely land something on that. Yeah, so we're on the hunt for an RV. Is that what we're doing? We'll find stuff. We'll paint it black. We'll get a matching trailer. Paint it black. Put the logo on it. And then we'll go that way.
Well, no, I think the one idea what we had, we don't have to get a cheap one. We could get a really nice, expensive one. Between all four of us on our credit, but then two weeks after, we're like, nah, we don't want it no more.
Can you do that? I don't know if you can do that. I wonder what the return policy is.
You know, we could go get like a $100,000 one, a real fucking sweet ass one. And then turn it back in, we're like, nah, we can't do it, can't afford it. We thought we could afford it, but
You know what? I'm really, really curious, though, you know. Well, Justin, when you were
the insurance on those things?
Oh, Jesus!
Couldn't even imagine.
Justin, when you were working at Harley, did anybody ever like buy a bike and then come back weeks later and say, "I changed my mind, I don't want it"?
I mean, it doesn't really work like that. Right. But did people ever decide shortly thereafter that it didn't make sense for them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they end up, and then of that, there were times that people came in, they were like, hey, I don't know that I made the right decision, or a case may be, and then they left still owning the bike.
Right.
And then, you know, because sometimes it's just other reasons, and sometimes it's something that you can overcome, mm-hmm. you know, like... Sometimes it's a simple fix. Other times it's like, hey, no, like, this doesn't make sense. But you're taking a bath at that point.
Oh, yeah, bet.
Has anybody ever bought a bike and then came back like a week later and say they wanted a different bike instead?
It did happen, yeah. I had a guy who bought a trike because he was, you know, he was thinking that it was going to be he was thinking it was going to be like easier as far as like the weight and everything, but he didn't realize that it's just different. And so he bought it on like a fucking Saturday, and he was back on like Tuesday and was like, nope, I want a touring bike.
Okay, well, hey, whatever, it works. So yeah, but that's where I'm at with it. It's just a matter of just, you know, getting finances in order.
So basically what you're telling us is you're going.
I know. Well, no, I don't. I would like to.
So you don't embarrass yourself later.
Yeah, because in 3 months and you're like, so I'm going. And you're like, yeah, we fucking knew that 4 months ago when you were fucking pussyfooting around the whole thing.
The evolution of Ted.
Let's just backtrack for a second. 2 months ago, you were, no, I'm not going. It's not even on the table, right? And we said, what? You're going. Then we don't have a podcast for fucking 7 weeks. And magically in that 7 weeks, now it's gone to, well, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Right? So then by next podcast, you'd be like, well, I created a spreadsheet of how I'm going to do it. No. And then the following podcast, you're going to be like, so I got the blessing, I'm going. And then the podcast after that, you're going to be like, I bought a tent for the bed of my truck, and here's the route that I'm taking.
She said this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. So she went by, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better, so just better. Betty bought a bit of better butter.
Well.
And before you know it, here's Ted's second book.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay. All I know is, you know, it's going to be, I'll see. But anyway, so did you guys watch the Harley Davidson thing that came out about the new 2026 Harleys?
No, I was working like a lunatic.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, I'm not now, but I'll tell you what's up with it. It's fucking, it's AI. I was working like a lunatic, so you could make that stupid picture.
Hey, Tim played golf today.
Yes. You trying to divert?
I am diverting. This is a massive diversion because I want.
Justin already talked about it.
No, I didn't. How did you do?
Huh? That's not for you to know.
No. How'd you do?
87.
What happened to getting better?
Huh?
I thought you were.
Well, we haven't played in 3 weeks, so
that is good. 87 ain't bad.
That's better than I could do, that's for sure. Yeah, you know, I know that.
It's okay.
Yeah, all right, okay. As long as you're happy with it, right?
No.
Did you find any golf balls?
Yeah, I found a couple, but I gave them to other people.
Yeah, okay. There was
You know what would be a fitting question for the show?
What's that?
Who here has ridden a motorcycle in the past 4 or 5 months?
Well, I have.
You act like this is a motorcycle podcast or something. I don't know.
What's wrong with you? I actually signed up with the local Harley-Davidson hog chapter. I actually joined a local hog chapter, and I'm glad I did, because they do a group ride every week, every Saturday, and it goes to someplace different. And I've had the opportunity twice already to go out with the hog group, and both times it always ends up at some place to eat, because Harley guys are hungry all the time, so we always ended up at some place to eat. The second time I went out, we rode. And some of the roads I knew, and some of the roads I didn't. And we ended up at this place called, I can't remember the place. It was right on Lake Waccamaw. It was a seafood restaurant that served pretty much everything except seafood. no, they had seafood. But I had a nice little lunch there, and it was right on the water. It was great. The ride was fantastic. Did well over 150 miles that day. So they've got rides scheduled every week, sometimes twice a week, and it's a great opportunity to get out and just meet other riders, and certainly to ride places you've never been before. It was a lot of fun actually. But I will say this, the guys in this hog chapter, they like to ride fast. We were at one point, we were doing 70 miles an hour on a road that was rated at 55.
Yeah, that's about right. Guys do that here too, man.
Man, oh man, it's like, and I'm not used to riding like that on small roads, so I like to just chill and just motor along nicely. And it was like, we got to get there. They were hauling ass, man. So it was really interesting though. But, so yes, I have ridden, but I would say in the last 2 weeks, I have not ridden. Great, because there was a snow issue we had down here. That kind of curtailed.
We're still dealing with the snow issue.
You guys still got snow on the ground?
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Piles of this shit.
No kidding, really.
Wow. Yeah, and it was like 50 degrees today, and it was still fucking. I mean, it was all melted, but it's all still there. How much snow we got 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
There's so much snow left.
Yeah.
Well, we had 12 inches, and it was gone in 2 days.
Yeah, well, you get 67-degree days. We don't.
Wow.
It's been fucking cold here until this
week.
Dude,
it was like 8 degrees up until like 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, so last week, I think it was last week, High Point State Park set a record for the coldest temperature in the country. The wind chill was like negative 44.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
Some Pearl Girl was up in the Adirondacks, up North Jersey, the Jersey side. And she slipped and fell, and she called 911, and 6 hours later, when they found her, she was dead.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Really?
She had frozen to death.
Wow.
Damn. That's not good.
Shit. Moral of the story, don't go hiking in the snow.
Yeah, by yourself. Pretty much. Yeah.
With a dog. The dog stayed by her side and did nothing to help her.
Well,
he dialed the phone.
Yeah.
He was obedient.
He had a peepsicle.
Oh, jeez.
It sucks.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, but it's.
I haven't started my bike since November.
Did you put that heater on I gave to you?
I tell you, the heater looks really awesome sitting on my floor. And,
well, he's using it in his bed.
Yeah, it's very functional there.
He keeps it by his balls.
They're on my balls.
Your balls need warming?
Yes.
Well, put it this way, it's magnetic, so if your balls are made of metal, it's going to stick to him real good.
It's going to stick to the plate in his head.
Jesus. But yeah, so it's, well, it'll warm up soon. You know, you guys will be out there.
Oh, it was like 55 today, but it's like, it's been ridiculous.
But yeah. you know what I was thinking too, is like, it wasn't a normal 55. Because all the snow on the ground still keeping the coldness coming up.
Yeah.
You know, because it all turned to ice.
Yeah.
It's like like the snow is also keeping the temperature very weird. It's very cool all the time.
Yeah. I can see that. Ooh, okay. Well, listen. So let's talk about this Harley's 2026 thing. They had this massive part two reveal. On January 14th. So we're a little behind, but they revealed...
My new calendar has all the new bikes.
Yeah. And so the new bikes that they released wasn't just the new motorcycles, but they issued some additionals. They had some limited edition models that they released. So we're gonna go over that. I'll share my screen so we can talk about it. It's really interesting, though. I think that I'm Harley all the way, but I wasn't wowed dramatically about it. Yeah, I was like, okay, I was expecting something new, but no. We won't start necessarily with the trikes, but we don't have to. With the cruisers, they didn't do anything different. The only thing that's new is some different colors. Probably the newest color that they're showing is this teal color. They're calling it... What are they calling it? They're calling it they're the teal, thunder, and vivid black combination. It's a great color. I've seen it in person. It looks really great. They have them over on... It looks really, really fantastic on the Road Glides. So if you have a chance to see them, they're really good. But they haven't really... There's no new bikes. There's nothing new.
What's the Fat Boy look like in white?
Let's see, Fat Boy in white.
This month, oddly enough, is February. It has a picture of a blue Fat Boy on it. 2026 model.
There you go. That's why they got this gray. You get this green and black color is pretty cool. But the one that I see over at my local dealer, they have a white one over there. The white one looks pretty nice.
Looks more like a gray than
it does. Yeah, it's white. It's definitely white. That's true. The teal and black Road Glide that you see here, I'm sorry you folks at home can't see that, but it's actually a really, really nice looking bike. In fact, the Street Glide, they have one of those over there as well, and that's what it looks like in the teal and the black. Really a good looking bike. They really went above and beyond with the paints this year, and that's the thing, that's literally the only upgrade they did. But, you know...
The change was the color.
Yeah, pretty much it. That was it.
There was nothing that they introduced other than mid-year color changes?
Pretty much. That's pretty much it. That's really all they did.
Did they put the 140 in it yet?
Not yet, no. But the other thing that they did was they got the Street Glide ST, of course, and then they have the Road Glide ST, and now they got the newest thing, which they don't show here. Maybe they do. We'll get to it later. But they add the limited edition bikes that they've added. Nothing in the Sport line as far as goes for the Nightster Special and the Sportster S. Nothing new there. Go back. We don't care about that. The Pan America and the Pan America Special. They issued the limited Pan America. The only thing that's different about it versus the other models of the Pan America is that this has every option you can imagine available for the Pan America is already pre-installed on the bike. The hard cases, everything. It's already on there. The color schemes on these are okay. You know, the orange and the white and the black.
Because they only really changed the tank, right?
No, they didn't do anything really different to it.
No. I'm saying when you change the color.
Nah, the gel thing you get is that little rubber padding for the knee padding that goes on there. That's about it. That's the only thing different that they've changed. So... But, yeah, the Limited is just got pretty much every feature available to it on there. And that's pretty much it. Now, they have also, I want to get back to the, they have a special category, which I'm not finding right now, but they have a special category of the new bikes, the Collection Series, the Factory Custom Paint. Is that the ones we're talking about? No, the Enthusiast versions. I can't remember now. Yeah, here it is. The Heritage Classic, the Limited Guide. Right. These are the new-ish issues that they've come up with. These are part of the collection series. They've got special paint on these things, special different options and all
I
that.
I kind of like their tank.
Can I see the colors choices? I mean, I can't see the screen.
You can't?
No, you keep moving it. What does it look like when it's the colors? Change the colors.
There we go. Black, red.
Nice.
And they got this blue, purple.
That's original.
You got the teal one, and then you got this here.
The teal is nice.
Which is the Midnight Ember color that they call it. You can have it with laced wheels or...
Looks a little like a cop bike.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. But this is you can call it the limited edition, special edition that they've issued out. That's another thing that they've done. And they only did just the three bikes, the Street Glide Limited, Trike, and, of course, the Heritage Classic. They did that to those three bikes. But that's really the only thing they've done. They had a whole big presentation on it. It was informative.
I'll be honest with you, man. I don't love, like you look at that Street Glide, like what they did with like the fairing and the headlight and shit, I don't love it.
Yeah. Look on that. Bring that up bigger.
Yeah.
Looks like the other fucking bike.
Go away. Yeah.
Look on the blue color.
Now I've seen this bike in person. It really looks great. It's a good looking bike. But and the teal and the black and the red and
it feels nice.
It really does look good, you know. I don't know that it warrants the price tag. That
are all the fucking windscreens blue?
Yeah, what is that?
I
noticed that too.
I know that they have that on there, and I think that's only for this particular version of the bike.
Look on some other bikes, see if they do it with windshields.
All right. We'll go back to the Street Glide. Come on. Yeah, see, this doesn't have that. This has got the tinted one. But I think that one edition comes with that blue tinted little windshield thing.
What if you click on the chrome version? Go back to trim.
Yep. That's it. All blacked out, and you get that, so it's all the same. So that one particular version of the bike comes with that blue windshield thing. I'm sure that's something that could be easily swapped out. But it was. I was kind of disappointed in a way, you know. And at 25K just for off the shelf Street Glide with no, nothing different, without selecting any crazy, just going with the basic color, the dark billiard gray. Because when you start changing the colors, the price goes up. Because, just as an example,
if you want it blacked out, you're adding $3,400 to that.
Yeah, exactly. If you change that out, just go back to chrome. Boop, solo, dark billiard gray. Now you're talking $24,999. It's $25,000.
That's 25. I'm saying if you wanted it blacked out like you were looking at, you're adding that fucking $3,400. If you want a color,
and then if you want that teal thunder and vivid black, add another $1,800 to that. So
that's fucking cut crazy.
So that's right away. $5,200 on top of the 25. So you're $30,000 ready for a bike. And who's buying this?
Well, I see them out there.
I see them out there.
Lots of people.
A lot of guys.
I did see something. I did see an article recently that sales were down.
Yeah, I can imagine. Wonder why.
I can imagine because the economy, at least here in Jersey, is not that great.
Yeah. And the thing is, a couple of the guys, probably like three or four of the guys on the hog rides that I've been on, all have brand new 25 Harleys. They're all 25, brand new ones. Yeah, so that's what they're riding around on. So I guess these folks, of the retired age, unlike me and Tim, have the funds to do such a thing. But so that's that. But that brings me to the other article, which I want to share with you guys, that Harley Davidson has confirmed the headcount reductions are coming to course correct the company. So, after its investor meeting where it represents its yearly financials, the Harley Davidson spokesperson said that part of how the brand would right the ship would be through layoffs. Now, only a day after Harley Davidson's new CEO, Artie Starrs, relays that he has a clear view of what needs to be done to rescue the legendary brand. There's a report that what the future holds are layoffs at the motor company. So, and that's going to include not just line workers, but it's going to also going to be white collar guys that are in the offices making, you know, doing whatever they have to do. Now, first of all, you know, as you and I all know, it's like you're pricing themselves out of work. You know, I just think everybody can agree that $25,000 for a motorcycle is a little out of insane.
It is.
You know, but the fact of the matter is, we have a guy, Artie Starrs, pizza guy, coming in here, from Pizza Hut, coming in and running the company. So. Probably a mistake. Any comments from you guys about that?
No. Got a sweet name.
Yeah.
Artie Starrs.
Artie Johnson.
You guys are no help at all. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. Oh, God.
I mean, listen, I don't think it matters what company you ran. Look, if you're good at business, you're good at business.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters. I think that translates no matter what, right? You could be bad at business, and it doesn't matter what company you came from. You could be good at business, and it doesn't matter what company you came from. Yeah. I think you just got to wait and see how he does.
Yeah.
But you know, right, because a new guy comes in, he's going to have to – I mean, and like Justin said, if you're good at business, that means he's going to come in. He's going to – learn and understand the product he has to deal with now, and then come up with a game plan to sell that product.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You know,
I wonder how much
most of the big CEOs are like that. It's not like the guy could have never fucking rode a Harley in his life.
I don't think he has, but you know what? I wonder how much of this is being investor pursued. You know, are the investors going, hey, we're not making enough, we got to do something here? Or is the company actually struggling because of sales? Well, like you just said.
Here's the thing. Harley, well, there's a number of factors right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Harley has real competition, right? It's not like they're the only game in town.
Of course, yeah.
They have other brands that are making... the products, while they may not be like, you know, crew equals, are not that different.
Right.
Right? It's not like it's like night and day where it's like, well, one's a complete piece of shit and one is perfect. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
And the fact of the matter is like Chris was just talking about, buying a motorcycle is a luxury.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's so many other things that people need to put first financially. And with the way that things are right now, with how expensive everything is, I personally think that you're going to see Harley trying to combat people like with the used market. Like, forget their competition with other brands for a second, but like,
the used market is insane, man.
Well, because people have less money, anybody that's looking to buy a bike is going to be like, well, I'm not buying new, so I'm going to buy used.
Yeah.
So, but that means that nobody's buying new. So that means Harley's got to figure that out. That's who they really, they got to make it so that instead of people buying and reselling bikes that have already been sold to them, from them, they need to figure out how to keep that going, But they haven't really put out anything new. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of been the same shit for a while. They've just been doing colors, and it's like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But don't do some big, drawn-out, fucking live fucking, we're going to turn this into two different things to be like, oh, now we have a purple one. Like, no, no, no. Like,
that's pretty much what they did.
Shit like that.
That's pretty much what they did.
But I'm saying, like, you're going to do some shit because you know that shit probably costs a ton of money.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're going to do some shit like that. Have something to fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have something exciting. Have something new. Have something that's like, wow, that is cool. Not just like, hey, it's the same shit, but we put a, you know what I mean?
We got
like,
different color.
You didn't, yeah.
We put a cup like, holder on this bike.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Stop like whining. Day two of a turkey sandwich, you know what I mean? It's like,
stop whining.
Yeah. Hey, let's, I want to do business real quick, all right?
Okay.
Can we do a minute? Yeah?
No.
All right, the podcast is brought to you by Scorpion Helmets, offering high-quality, innovative motorcycle helmets and technical apparel at an incredible value. So to learn more, get on over to ScorpionUSA.com and Wild Ass Seats. Now you can improve your comfort and ability to stay in the saddle longer with a cushion for Wild Ass Seats. So if you're tired of those painful pressure points and fatigue, go to wild-ass.com and tell the real Craig Johnson your ass hurts. And you want a cushion for it. He'll take care of you. And Viking Bags, they're now a new sponsor for the podcast, a world leader in motorcycle luggage and one of the fastest growing companies in motorcycle parts. Luggage for whatever you ride and wherever you go. And, of course, Tobacco Motorwear for the best in casual riding gear for men and women. There's only one place you should be going, and that is Dave's Pants at Tobacco Motorwear, right? That's all you should do. And then visit them at TobaccoMotorWear.com. That's TobaccoMotorWear.com. And our listeners will get 10% off your order when you use the code MOTOMEN. Your safety is worth it, so go on and get in Dave's Pants. And that's all I got to say about that.
Dave's Pants.
Hey, you guys want to know about the top 7 most powerful Harleys? Sure. Yeah, sure. Top 7 most powerful Harleys ever. Okay. Do you want to see it on the screen? Of course you do. Right? Why not? Why not? And there we go. Okay. Number 1 is the CVR Street Glide and Road Glide. 115 horse. That's the number 7. Delivering 1977cc Milwaukee 8 121 V-twin. 4,500 RPM, 139 foot-pounds of torque. That's quite a bit. That's quite a bit of torqueys there. Do we like torque?
We do.
We do like torque. The Sportster S, believe it or not, with 121 horsepower.
Wow, that's a lot.
93 foot-pounds of torque. 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds. Yeah,
pretty good.
It's got
a lot of horsepower for the power to weight ratio. Wow,
that little thing. Yeah, I imagine trying to keep the front end down on that thing. That's crazy. The V Rod Night Rod Special, 125 horsepower. Of course, they don't make the V Rod anymore, but it was producing 125 horsepower. And
yeah, that was a fast bike.
Yeah, I've ridden this particular bike, and it was nice. Man, oh man, it was nice. Yeah, wish they were still made those. The CVO Road Glide ST, 127 horsepower with the Milwaukee 8 121 high output. It delivers 127 horsepower and 145 foot-pounds of torque. Even though the thing weighs 800 pounds, the ST model is 25 pounds lighter than the standard CVO Road Glide.
Wow.
Pretty interesting. Yeah. The Pan America 1250 and the 1250 Special, 150 horsepower.
Wow, that's a lot.
Damn, for that. I never realized it was that much. It's got the 1250 engine producing 150 horsepower, 94 foot-pounds of torque at 6750 RPM. It's capable of reaching an estimated top speed of 140 miles per hour.
I mean, when I test rode that one up by you, when Justin was working there.
Yeah.
It was a snappy bike.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it had 150 horsepower.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. I was like, oh God, I enjoyed that riding that bike.
Ball bike too.
I enjoyed riding it too, and I had my doubts in the beginning. Like I really didn't think I was gonna like it all that much, and I came back and I really did have fun on it.
Yeah. That's a nice bike. one of my favorites, the 2025 Harley-Davidson CVO Road Glide RR, 153 horsepower on the 131. Limited run of 131 units, powered by the 153 horsepower Screaming Eagle 131 V-twin. Now, so there you go. Modeled after the King of the Baggers bike.
Wow.
Yeah. Do-do-do-do. And finally, the Screaming Eagle V-Rod Destroyer, 170 horsepower. 9 seconds.
I mean, that's,
it's doing a quarter mile in 9 second range of approximately 145 miles per hour. Nice. They actually made 646 of these things.
What was the reason the V-Rod went under?
They just stopped making it. They just said, okay, well, we've had enough with this run, and they
probably wasn't selling good, to be honest with you, because it's not a cruiser. And it wasn't a. They tried to make a hybrid.
It's a. They considered
cruiser
it,
race bike.
They considered it a sport touring bike.
Yeah, you know, power cruiser. Power cruiser.
Most guys don't want to ride something like that.
You know what's interesting though? I just watched.
It's not as comfortable as any of a regular cruiser.
I don't know. I mean, I thought it was comfortable. I rode it, but listen, I just watched on YouTube the documentary on Harley Davidson making the V-Rod, and it was super super interesting. I don't know when it was made. I assume it was made.
It was a while ago.
It was a while ago. It might have been made right around 2000, 2001 or something, because 2001 was the first year for the bike. But it was super interesting to watch what they were hoping with this, and what a great bike, you know, the way it came out and all that. But why they ended it has to be, well, Justin, you would probably know better than I would. Probably with sales was probably the main reason why they stopped making it.
It was very popular in, like, urban or suburban areas.
Yeah.
Like, we sold a fucking ton of them. We couldn't keep them. Like, we were always getting them from other states. But, like, you know, places like Midwest, they, like, almost wanted nothing to do with them.
Really?
Really.
So, it's like, you know, it depends on. I think it just depends on the area. You know what I mean?
I suppose
it was more of a around here type thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what? Tell you what. You go on Facebook, and there is an entire community dedicated to the V-Rod and V-Rod's owners, and it's amazing what these people do. There is actually, which I just learned, there is actually a V-Rod rally that is held every year, and thousands of people show up with their V-Rods.
You also got to remember that once they take something away, it becomes more popular.
Of course. Of course. Naturally. Well. Hey, but that's that. But, So, I got nothing else. You guys want to bring up anything else?
No.
I don't know. This is when we usually start the show, so...
We're gonna wait for the next comment that's gonna drag it out a little bit.
This is when we usually start talking about actual motorcycle podcast stuff. You just tell people if you want the actual podcast, listen once we start doing our goodbye, because that's when we actually talk about like shit that would be pertinent to our podcast versus just rambling on about what we normally would ramble on about.
Of course. So if you want to support the podcast, you can get on over to Buy Us a Coffee and support the show. Any funds we get goes directly to maintaining production of the podcast, which is paying for website, paying for the hosting of that and all that, and getting it out there. So by not giving us any funds to do that, doesn't mean we're going to stop doing it. It just comes out of my pocket. So that's what that is. Don't forget to sign up on our mailing list, and you'll find out literally 25 seconds before everybody else that there's a new episode. That's all it is. And any other information that you have, we'll pass along with you. Buy my book, damn it. Go on over to Amazon and buy my book.
How have you sold any?
I'm right around 50 or 60 sales right now.
There you go.
You know, I think I've made enough to probably fund a real nice dinner out. That's about it. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's no money in the book. Right in the book. Don't forget to check
out. I enjoyed the book.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. Oh, did you finish it finally?
No, but I will.
What? How far did you get?
Did you I'm pretty far.
Did you do it on tape? Did you do a book on tape?
No, I was reading the book.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah. No, I don't. Not a book on tape. No, I did. I did an Audible book. Yes, I did. It's on Audible. Yeah. Yeah.
Did he give it? You know, give it to Justin. He listened while it works.
Oh well, yeah, that's up to him.
No, I got pretty far, but I did enjoy it.
Okay. Well, finish it, damn it.
And I'm not just saying that to promote it for you. I'm being honest. I would tell you if I didn't like it too. But it was good. I would recommend it. No.
You know that pause you had back when you were saying I did watch it, and then you did say not for God. I thought you were going to say I thought the characters are shit.
No real good protagonist.
There was no clear hero in the story.
There is definitely no clear hero in this book. Yeah, the ending kind of leaves you hanging.
That's for book number two when you go to Sturgis this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a book number two coming. But anyway, finish the book, Lee. And check out the Ride with Ted videos that I have on YouTube and subscribe and all that. And listen to the podcast. You know, I'd like to come. I'd like to say we're going to do this again in 2 weeks, but that's up to you guys. I mean, if you want to, can you want to do every other week? We can. If not, if you want to keep doing this every 7 weeks thing, that would be good. You know, it's up to you.
That was a fluke.
That was a huge fluke. It was all. It's all Justin's fault too.
It was 100% my fault.
Yeah, but and then we'll get together in 2 weeks. We'll do it again, and then I have some upcoming interviews that will hold things going for a while. So that's good.
I sent you a good article about motorcycle stuff. I thought we were going to talk about that, but you didn't.
What?
I'm not going to send you anything motorcycle related anymore.
See what Justin said? Now the show is going to start now.
Yes.
I was letting it come to fruition. I'm like, here we go.
I'm just saying. He said, we don't contribute. I contribute. I sent them all kinds of stuff, and he never used it.
When did you send it?
I used to do the same thing, and he never touched anything.
Now,
I just don't.
No.
It's all about Ted.
My suggestion
go ahead.
Is that you don't record like the first 45 minutes of when we start talking. Get ready to like be like, all right, we're going to end the show and then hit record, and you'll get 2 hours of primo motorcycle content.
No. I'm looking through my stuff, Tim. I don't see anything you've sent me.
Okay.
Well, if it's an article or something about motorcycles, fine.
You responded and said, yeah, that's a good idea.
No, then maybe...
You said it.
When did you send it to me, though? I don't even know when you sent it to me. Okay.
Well, don't do it now.
Well, I'm going to have to look for it, because now you got my curiosity piqued, and I have to check it out. Oh, wow. All right. Well, I apologize if I have not, but... So we're going to talk about Tim's thing here.
Yeah.
What are you eating?
Donut.
Donut? Oh, wow. Donut. What kind of donut?
Boston cream.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. All right. Well, where did Chris go? Chris left?
For the moment. He'll be right back. Again.
All right. You still there, Justin?
I'm here.
Okay. But, all right. So, you guys got any rides planned? No, we're just going to bullshit now until Chris comes back so we can, like, end the show, you know. That's it. Yeah. I'm almost done with my floor. What else can we talk about?
Oh, yeah. I think Chris is back.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back? Okay. We're just back in time for us to say goodbye. So, anyway, I'm Ted, your host.
Don't fucking scream at me.
And here in the V-Twin Cafe. And, and,
send all your emails to Ted at.
And Chris is here. And Tim, where is he? Tim's here.
I'm here.
All right. And of course, Chris, the Joker Nipples, the resident 12-year-old.
Yeah.
And of course, Justin
Shut
Brown.
Shut the fuck up.
Anything you want to say before we depart, Tim?
Ride like nobody sees you.
Chris, do you want to?
Everybody sees you.
Do you want to
ride like everybody sees you?
Like everybody sees you. Justin, you want to sign off?
Ride like Kim's flying the plane.
There you go. And that's all I have for you, boys and girls. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming back to the podcast. It was so nice to have everybody together today, and I hope we can do this more often. And I look forward to the next time in 39 episodes when we get together for number 500. We're going to do that, right? We're going to all get together.
You're going to get some of our old previous guests on if you can.
Possibly. We'll do that, and we'll have a big 500 pizza party. At Justin's house.
Everybody eats 500 slices.
That's it. All right, boys and girls, thanks
it's
for listening.
It's a marathon show until everybody finishes their last slice.
That's right. Thanks for listening, boys and girls. And remember, kids, we say stupid crap so you don't have to.
Stop whining.
We should do.
Stop being such a bitch. Stop being such a fucking asshole.
Stop being such a pussy.
That's what she said.
You know what's funny? I got the closed caption on. It actually censors bad words out.
Does it really?
Yeah, it puts the asterisks in it.
Oh, that's funny.
I didn't even know you could do closed caption.
Yeah, on the bottom of your screen, the CC. You can hit that button.
No way. That's funny.
I have that button. Oh, CC, son of a bitch, there it is.
Look at it, it puts the asterisks in it. Oh my God, this is almost worthwhile to make this part of the show.